Well, Michael, congratulations on the century. A hard day's graft out there, but I'm sure you'd rather still be intact tomorrow morning.
Yeah, it would have been nice to last another 10 balls or whatever it was, but it's the way it goes sometimes. I could have nicked the first ball of the day as well. So, yeah, disappointing not to be there, obviously, but yeah, it was tough work.
Did you have a mind on the sanctuary of the dressing room at that point, or were you just thinking, you know, play this one out, play the next one out?
Yeah, no, certainly was just watching the ball. That one just nipped a little bit and just caught the edge, so it was a faint feather, but loud enough for everyone to hear.
Mm. I mean, you've batted stoically all day. You've run out of partners more than anything. Has it been difficult to get runs out there? It seems that going into bat pass wasn't the best of decisions when Durham was struggling mid-innings.
I think with all the conditions, with the overhead, with it so humid, up here at the moment, a little bit like Brisbane here for some reason in the northeast. But yeah, it was tough. The ball was swinging around and nipping around a little bit, but you know, the wicket was probably a bat first wicket if it was a you know, a clear day. But you know, it was one of those things. We knew it was going to be hard work, and you know, 270 odd on the board, it'd be nice to push on to 300 tomorrow. It'd be nice. 350 would be excellent. And we're definitely in the game.
Every single point matters so much this season as well. You've gone a point above Lancashire at the top of the table again. It could go down to the wire where there's just a point in it. We saw last season Nottinghamshire won the title on matches won because they finished on the same points as Somerset.
Yeah, I think everyone's going to be watching everyone. It's hard not to. I think, you know, points are going to be important, but wins are going to be vital, sort of thing. So, you know, we've got to string together some, you know, some good days of cricket together, and hopefully the wins will take care of themselves. You know, there's going to be tough days ahead of us. Like today was a tough day. There's going to be plenty more tough days to come. So it's important that we play good, hard, tough cricket, and you know, hopefully the wins will take care of themselves.
From your point of view, you've had this strange hiatus where you've been in form, you've got through the first part of the county championship, and then the 2020s come along and sort of steamroller through the middle of your season. You haven't featured in that. How difficult is it to get your momentum up and running again and get your form back in when you haven't played for so many weeks?
No, I don't find it that hard. I don't mind breaks in between cricket. I didn't play much cricket in the winter back home. I had a couple of hits in grade cricket, so at my stage of my career, I don't think it's a really big thing. I went through a period there where I don't think I was out of form. I certainly wasn't out of form, because I know what it's like to be out of form, and I was out of a bit of luck for a few games there, which, you know, in this country is very easy to get knocked over by the new ball, or, you know, decisions don't go your way. And I had a few of those that happened to me where, you know, I had some good balls and decisions, and I walked a couple of times, which in hindsight maybe I shouldn't have walked. But that's the nature of the game, sort of thing. So, you know, the last few weeks it's been nice to get out in the one-day field and hit the ball a little bit and get a few scores there, and it's carried over into the championship as well.